Hello, everybody. Rebecca Rizzo with the Red Hair Energy with Shea Rizzo here, and I am super excited to be here. Today is actually a very interesting day. I only have 3 days left until I am branched out on my own as my own official business owner. And so I am hitting a point of being able to really understand anxiety at a whole different level. This is exciting anxiety. So, 10 best hobbies for people with anxiety. So, different things that I have actually used to help calm me down instantly. And I wanted to share some of those things with you today. So, thanks so much for joining. That's what you're going to get. First is write expressively. So if you don't already journal, I would recommend that you journal. I mean, this is a technique where you'll actually start to really notice a shift. Expressive writing. I want you to be very expressive in how you're writing. This is what it says. And again, I actually found all of this information on Pinterest. You can find me on Pinterest, Energy with Shea Rizzo. You can find me, and I have different folders set up for journaling, things for inner child. You can check it out. There's a lot of information there, and I get all my information, and that's how I do my research. I go into a deep dive, and then I bring it to you. So one of the things that really made sure to help me with my transition is being expressive in how I'm writing, mostly because it allowed me to really process how I was feeling. I believe one of the hardest things that most of us deal with is we don't know how we feel. So we're going through and we're kind of identifying certain emotions as happy emotions or sad emotions, whatever different emotions that you're feeling, but you're not really stopping long enough to assess why and what you are feeling and what you need to express and get it out. So expressive writing will help you with that. The next I use a lot is listening to calming music. Now, if you have anxiety, you can actually go through and on YouTube, you can actually do a search of binary beats. Now that works for me. Pop up. You can also do a search for calming music or relaxation or meditation music. But really the point is to process everything that's going on with listening to that calm music. It will help be a stabilizer in your mood. Don't be afraid to wear your headphones either. Bring your headphones out and about if you need to. If you're going shopping, there's no reason why you can't put your headphones on and just go do your thing. Have your mask, your headphones, depending on where you're at, and just kind of do your thing. There's nothing wrong. Listen to the calming music. And you can go also to Spotify. There's a lot of free radio apps for you, and you can actually look and actually write in the word calming. So try that out. The other is reading empowering books. Actually, it says reading can reduce stress by 68%. So it's really effective to reduce that anxiety, calms and allows you to focus on something other than whatever is bothering you. So try reading empowering books. Empowering books, it doesn't have to necessarily be empowering books, but it would be stuff that's not going to generate any kind of negative and give you a sense of worth. So you could empowering books or even articles, listening to podcasts about positive and empowering messages is going to be a huge advocate for managing your stress and anxiety. It is for me. I do so much reading and so much consuming, and it's funny because it's never really in the form of a book. It's always in a form of an article or podcast I'm listening to or reading a blog or things like that. So it doesn't have to be consumed in the traditional way. Just know that you want to make sure that you can find things that will spark that passion within you. Okay, that confidence, that person that you want to become, you want it to be able to spark inside you. The next number four on this, and again, this is out of 10. These are 10 tips to help people with anxiety instantly calm down. Okay, the fourth is connect with animals. Now, here's something I want you to understand. If you can't have animals because maybe you don't want to deal with the responsibility, maybe you don't have a space for it, maybe it's not allowed, maybe you're allergic. There could be a lot of different reasons on why you may not be able to connect with animals. be open to the possibilities of maybe going in and volunteering when it has to do with animals, but spending time with animals, hopefully on any level, whether you can go and volunteer or you have your own animal. My daughter actually has two. She has, both of them are her stress companions, absolutely. One is a cat and one is a dog. A dog totally thinks it's a cat. And it's funny because the two of them just get along so well. But she really needs those. It's a part of her, it's her spirit animal is what she calls it all the time, or her familiar. But connecting with animals can truly help you. Spending time, this is what it says, spending time with them and stroking them can be a great hobby for managing anxiety. Again, it gives you something to worry about other than yourself. And that is really the trigger to managing your anxiety, is shifting that focus. And these are the activities that you can do to help with that. Another is going for walks. Now, going for walks is a good doer, okay? Going for walks, that will give you your, it gets you outside, it gets you engaged with the air, getting in your lungs and the moving and the physical fitness and all of that. Going for walks will allow all of the energy in your body to start to move around and start to readjust. So it says here, being physically active is essential for managing anxiety because exercise stimulus the release of endorphins, hormones that make us naturally feel good. And it helps to reduce excessive energy. You know, when you've maybe you had a really stressful day. Maybe you have been going nonstop. And so once you get into that mode, it's really hard for you to get yourself out of that mode. And so going for a walk will give you an opportunity to just kind of burn off that extra energy and get you out there moving your body. Remember, the more you move your body, the happier your body's going to be, and the ease and flow it will give you is going to be amazing. So just be mindful of making sure that you can move and go for walks. Here's another one that goes right into that, dancing. Now, it's not the same as walking. It still is moving your body. It's being present in the moment. But dancing, honestly, dancing is one of the things I used to do all the time when my kids were little. We would just have dance parties and dance around the house. When my husband wasn't home, we'd be rowdy and loud and dance and be kind of crazy. And we would get all that tension out and everything would be good and calm. So when the rest of the evening presented itself, things were much easier for us to go into our normal routine. So dancing in your home is something that's really good. The other is cook enjoyable meals. So many of us are trying to deprive ourselves of certain types of food because we want to look a certain way physically. But I'm going to tell you, you could probably eat more food. And this is a fact. It's not a probably. You can eat more food if you move your body more. So the anxiety behind worrying about whether or not you're fat or you're overweight or all of those things that we worry about, which I have so consumed myself, so many moments I have lost worrying about that. But I'm going to tell you, the more you move your body and the more present you are in the fact on how you're feeling, the fact that you are really writing expressively so that you can kind of get down to that reason, those feelings, the emotions, the more you can get more tapped into how you feel, the easier everything is going to be. So understand, making those enjoyable meals is so important. Don't deprive yourself. Be mindful. Spend a little bit of time. Searching for healthy recipes and experimenting in the kitchen can help you eat healthier long term. That's what's really important. And that will relieve a lot of anxiety. If you just joining me, many of you who are a part of this program, thank you, by the way. Thank you so much for subscribing. And for everybody who's new here, thanks for finding me. I hope I can give you a little bit of happiness, maybe a way for you to shift your perspective so your life could be a little bit more full. But I shifted to make sure that I was a little bit more mindful of my mental state and how I am emotionally. And I did a lot of that because I took a little bit more time investing in my physical body. The whole process of my physical presence I invested in rather than just kind of being along for the ride. I decided that I knew I was dealing with a lot of emotion, a lot of baggage, and I wanted to make sure that I had what I needed with my hormones. And as I started to get older, because I'm 48 for those who don't know, and I'm going through menopause, which is absolutely crazy. And I've got 26 26-year-old daughter and 23-year-old daughter, and I've got sons that are a son that's a teenager, one that's 11. So there's a lot of hormonal things going on. So I decided to take some time to really invest in my body and making sure that I didn't deprive myself, but taught myself and educated myself on the things that would work for me. And cooking enjoyable meals with the things that worked for me shifted a lot. And it's interesting because my entire family is tuned into the fact that we are watching what we eat and being more mindful. And I really do believe allowing yourself to plan enjoyable meals and have that be something you check off is actually going to help with a lot of other ripples in your life. So try that, okay? Don't eat in excess because you're trying to stuff your feelings. Write expressively first, and then go ahead and prepare your meals so that you're going to be a little more mindful and you're not going to say, what can we make with hazelnut and marshmallow fluff and a Twinkie? And laugh at me because I've done that. Really, I would come home from school and I would think long and hard about what snack I was going to experiment with. What was I going to put in the microwave? What was I going to do? Whatever. I would take Twinkies and I would put peanut butter and all kinds of crazy stuff. That was how I did the enjoyable meals before I actually researched and took time to be mindful, because those left me feeling awful and then the anxiety would come back. And so making the enjoyable meal. Sorry, I went on a tangent there, guys. Sorry, I kind of just felt like I needed to. So another is getting into yoga or meditation. I'm going to say yoga or meditation. It says only yoga here. I have not yet dove into yoga as deeply as I would like. Again, I'm stepping away from a 7-year career and I'm going to rearrange my schedule so I can make sure that I fit those physical things into my schedule, because I know it's going to allow me to level up even more than I already have. So getting into yoga is something it says here. I will be getting into yoga. In fact, I was already researching the different classes that are available at my local gym. And I have already researched different things that are available online just in case we do have another shutdown. So I'm a little bit more proactive in my thought process. So getting into yoga. Yoga is an ancient technique that's very beneficial for managing anxiety. Anxiety makes us tense, so it makes things much tighter and makes them so there's no ease and flow. So when you do yoga, it will actually allow you to release and calm and just kind of allow your body to be soft, okay, and be present. So yoga is a really great one. The next is watching inspiring movies. Now, I do this all the time. I do this on YouTube. I listen to anything that has to do with law of attraction, elevating yourself up, shifting dimensions, awakening. Those are all things that I make sure I watch all the time. And if I don't feel good when I start to watch it, because there is so many different options for you to choose from, that if I don't feel good in the first couple minutes of watching it, I would probably say it's not even a couple minutes. I would say probably 30 seconds. I can tell whether or not it's going to be something that will resonate with me. And I have learned not to waste my time. If I don't like it and it's not making me feel good, I don't watch it. So when you are looking for different things to watch, to find that's inspiring, you can go to, if you want to find titles, you can always go to some of the groups that you guys are a part of. You can go ahead and message, ask, engage, find out what other people are reading and watching so that you can really figure out where to focus. But watching inspiring movies and documentaries based on true stories, that's kind of all I watch. I watch history and I watch all that. I also watch cooking shows and stuff, not as much anymore, but I will tell you, those documentaries, I listen to podcasts all the time too. So they don't have that in here, but listening to podcasts is something that I love. I love all of the cool science and history. So those are always inspiring to me because it makes me feel like, wow, we knew so little back then, and yet they still continue to elevate and anything is really possible. That's what I believe in this whole day and age. So learning about the history and all the things that became possible by people taking chances is something that's always inspiring to me. So whatever it is for you that's inspiring to you, select that, okay? Another is create beautiful pictures. So this is coloring. Basically, it's coloring. So one thing that will reduce anxiety right away what I do, obviously I create, right? So all I do a lot of the time is I create. I make jewelry and I paint and I sew. I create on some level, I create. That is my number 10. Now it says create beautiful pictures, but again, you might not be as ready to dive into all the different crafts and stuff that I do. Or anything really for that matter. Maybe you don't have the time. Maybe you don't have the desire. Maybe it's, I don't know. But my point is creating something from nothing reduces my anxiety. I can't even tell you. It's like immeasurable. It's so impactful that it's just like instantaneous fix, where if I know I'm able to create something, and this is everywhere. Sometimes I might just have a moment where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just having a really hard time right now. So I will take out my book, my little pad. I've got this pad. I've got them everywhere. I've got little like pads. I've got them. Look, I've got them all over. They're everywhere. People give them to me all the time and I always save them. So the ones that are hard copy, the ones that are hard, I always save. And I have them everywhere because sometimes I just need to write things. Sometimes I just need to like get it out of my head. Like I have an idea and I've had so many great ideas that I need to write them down, because once I have it settle into my head, it goes away. And so sometimes when you are feeling like you are a little bit anxious, get your book out and start to do some expressive writing. Color a picture, draw something, sketch something. Get out of your thoughts at that moment and try to keep yourself busy by creating something, because that's really where the power comes from. Okay, so let's go over this. This is 10 things, the best hobbies and best things to do to reduce your anxiety right away. And for those of you who know me, know I'm all about creating, right? I'm all about keeping busy. I write, I listen to music, I listen to podcasts, all of that stuff. So let's go over those 10 things for you. The first, and hopefully I'm getting really good at editing, so maybe there'll be a little list here or here, maybe. Okay, 10 things. The first is write expressively. Remember, get it out. What are you feeling? What is it that you're wanting to say? Express. The cool thing is you don't have to worry necessarily about saying it to anybody. Write it down. Don't worry about it. Just write it down and get it out. The next is listening. Number 2 is listening to calming music. Whatever kind of music that will allow you to go, and everybody is going to be different. So you need to understand that what is good for me is not necessarily going to be good for you. You need to find your flavor of calming music that resonates with you. Number 3 is read empowering books, okay? Make sure you know it reduces stress. Reading reduces stress by 68%. So if you can read and consume stuff that's going to empower you and allow you to see what possibilities there are for you, it's going to make our lives better. All of us. We want you to be successful. We want everybody to be successful. Even if you don't think you do. Because if it is a world filled with successful people, we will all be riding on this high vibration, which will shift everything. So there is enough success for all of us to feel. So know that those empowering books, we want you all to read those. Okay. That can help you, and read those stories and all that great stuff. The next is connect with animals. So however you feel that you connect with animals, part of it is because these animals really rely and trust us humans. And so when you start to connect, you can feel that confidence and that love that they give you, that unconditional love, and that will really shift your vibes. Number 5 is go for walks. Go for walks, walk around. If you exercise every day are ones who suffer a lot from anxiety, and they know that that's just a part of what they need to do, is to make sure that they move and they walk. So put that into your daily activity, and I'm sure you will see many, many benefits from that. The next is dancing. Dancing is funny. My shirt's all coming off. Dancing, right? Dab. That's so funny. That was, I'm watching a show called The Other Two, which is so funny. And that was a total shout out to Lance. Next is cook enjoyable meals. Make sure that you pick meals that are healthy and they're going to give you a good experience. Again, if you're walking and you're watching what you're eating, your anxiety is already reduced because you're not worried about what people think of you, because you physically are going to feel much better, and that won't even enter into your mind. So remember, you're walking, you're dancing, and now you're making an enjoyable meal at home, okay? Searching for healthy recipes are going to help you. The next is, again, get out and get into yoga. Get into yoga or meditation, being mindful and learning about stretching your body and allowing all of the juices to move and stretch. It will release the anxiety. The yoga and the stretching will allow the tension to be released. So that's really important. The next, again, is you want to make sure you watch inspiring music, movies. Be mindful of what you're consuming. Allow it and make sure that it is positive, okay? It will leave you better than when you got there. And that is what you need to make sure you're mindful of. The next is, again, number 10, is the creative coloring. Color, create. Okay, that's it, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I know that was kind of a little longer than I expected, but hey, you got a little bit of info, and I hope it was beneficial. Those 10 things up there are probably up there for a while. I don't know if we're going to float them around or what, but thanks so much, you guys, for tuning in. I hope this was good for you. If there is a topic that you would like to talk about, if there's something that is resonating with you, maybe I've talked about it before, maybe it's something that's just popped up, please let me know. I would love to engage. I would love to research and find out. Maybe I don't know the answer, and maybe I can come up with the answer and we can do it together. So thanks so much again. Love, light, many blessings. And this is all about finding your happy. You find things to be happy about, and your ripple and your frequency will shift. That will bump into other people. And as it bumps into other people, their vibration will shift. And then it shifts and it ripples around them and it bumps in and it changes the world, you guys. So my belief is find your happy, because that is what's going to help change our world. Peace. If you like, please subscribe, follow, share, all that good stuff, and engage. Thanks.